This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have an update over there, potentially, on the quarterback situation for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Mary Kay Cabot is saying the Browns have inquired about Daniel Jones and might still be in the mix.
So is this like you pick up the phone and go, is Daniel Jones still alive?
What else can there be if they've inquired about him?
Yeah. I don't know, like, how hard of an inquiry. Like, you know, when you go to buy a house, there's the soft inquiry, and then there's the hard inquiry. The hard inquiry, that's the one you got to watch out for, because that can ding your credit.
My real estate agent didn't tell me about this one. There's a soft inquiry and a hard inquiry?
Yes. Yes.
So the hard one is you're serious about it, and the soft one is you're just taking obvious.
Yes. I don't really remember the difference. I just remember there being a difference in those two things. And, yeah. Well, and by the way, it's not just for that. It's for buying cars and trucks and everything else, too.
I would imagine they wanted to see whether or not he'd be a backup, right? Like, Daniel Jones wants to start. Maybe they're just gauging whether or not he really needs to be a starter or whether he is comfortable, even if they take a quarterback at number two, playing that second fiddle role. I'm not sure.
I was just realizing, when you said backup, Imagine that their quarterback tandem next year is Daniel Jones and Kirk Cousins.
Well, that's not...
You've got to root for Kirk Cousins in that scenario, right?
No, you root for Daniel Jones in that scenario. And then you root that he becomes basically what Sam Darnold was this last year.
Okay, but then...
There's no upside with Kirk Cousins.
But then in a year, you got to pay Daniel Jones. At least if he becomes
what Sam Darnold was this last year, where he won 15 games and then was top 10 in many categories, I'm cool with it. I'll pay him if that's what he becomes. If Stefanski fixes him and gets into a spot, I'll gladly pay him $35 million a year.
Have you learned nothing?
I just don't think it's reality.
The Giants' mistakes there.
The $40 million a year that they paid him.
$40 million a year.
No, but they paid him when he was still a broken toy.
He was coming off a playoff win and looked like a salvageable quarterback.
But he wasn't anywhere close to the numbers that Sam Darnold just got a $100 million deal based off of.
Oh, so you're talking about he actually has to like win 14 games?
I'm saying Stefanski actually has to have him figured out.
Okay, but what if he wins 9 games, throws for 3,200 yards, and like 20 touchdowns and 11 interceptions?
Well, that's our hell, because that puts us right in the middle of having to make a decision on him.
I think Daniel Jones and Kirk Cousins is probably the approximation of hell for next year. Could be in the running for a top pick in 2026. And then maybe another Miles... I totally won out. Just kidding. I just won $5 million.
Well, if you're Daniel Jones, too, by the way, why would you leave a backup situation in Minnesota? That's pretty perfect, all things considered. So you have to be a starter. Like, that would be the assumption there. Whatever team he signs with, you have to play with the obvious reality that he's been promised a chance to start.
No. A chance to compete for starting. Because that's what you're not going to get in Minnesota. You know it's the McCarthy show, and you're just... there to be the backup in case, break glass in case of emergency. I think if somebody comes along, I think Indy makes a lot of sense of, hey, we're going to give you a chance to compete with Anthony Richardson, and truly, it's an even quarterback battle. The best man wins, and instead of what it usually happens, where it's just whoever we drafted wins, I think Cleveland might offer you the same thing.
I do love if he size up competitions. I think you're right. It's going to be a competition more than a promise of a start. But it'd be interesting if he sized up the competitions. Like, can I beat out Anthony Richardson or can I beat out Kirk Cousins? Which one's my better route here?
What did I say was the worst? So it's Russell Wilson was the worst idea to come out of this.
You really hated the Russell Wilson idea.
Daniel Jones is a quarter step up off that.
I mean, I really hate the Daniel Jones idea.
Yeah. And here's
the thing. We need to make that clear.
Like, you know, I can talk myself into Aaron Rodgers. I can talk myself into Kirk Cousins. I can even talk myself into Joe Flacco because I think it just means Cam Ward's going too and Joe's going to be his Josh McCown, right?
Which would be, I would love that.
I cannot talk myself into Daniel Jones or Russell Wilson. Like, would you rather be, you know, choked out by Chuck Liddell or would you rather be kicked in the you-know-whats by like a soccer kicker repeatedly. A soccer player repeatedly. Neither, really.
A soccer kicker.
I always hate like those dumb would-you-rathers. Like, would you rather have your arm cut
all
off?
All of them are just terrible?
Yeah, it's like, no.
Yeah,
no.
We always have an answer, though, don't we?
No.
When you said it, I was like, I'd much rather be choked out than kicked in the stones.
Yeah, it's the repeatedly thing.
Yeah.
What if you get choked out repeatedly? Meaning, that's always
some
my fear.
Some people pay for that, Nick.
Well.
He's talking downtown.
I don't think Chuck Liddell's going to do that for any amount of money.
Easy now.
But I'm not going to justify it. The point is, neither of them are good situations. Neither of them are good. Both of them are being kicked in the nards repeatedly.
Yeah, but at least Russell Wilson offers up like the Mr. Unlimited and all the comedic side of things.
That's a good thing. Yeah, so did Jameis Winston until he didn't.
Yeah, but at least it gives us something. Daniel Jones has the personality of wallpaper. Daniel Jones is not interesting in any sort of way. Daniel Jones isn't even fun to watch play football. And not that Russell Wilson's fun to watch play football, but like we talked about Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew's at least fun to watch play football.
Would you rather
I want Gardner
brain
Minshew
cancer
at the top, by the way.
Or lung cancer? Well, gee, I don't know. They neither sound great. Right.
Yeah, now we got to a spot that's where you want to live. Handed. No, that's where you want to live because you can't. I'm not choosing between cancers.
Okay.
that's
fair.
I think that's fair. Where I officially jumped the shark.
216-474-0092. What is your least favorite quarterback idea you've heard bandied about today? All of a sudden, trading number two for Kyler Murray in a pick swap seems so much better than Russell Wilson. I'm not saying it sounds like a good idea. I'm just saying it sounds better than the really bad option. Now, the question we threw out there, and we'll throw it out there again, 216-474-0092, are you more relieved Miles is back or annoyed at the stunts he pulled? Because I do think this both things properly sum up where I'm at. I'm glad we didn't have to trade Miles. There's a big part of me that's like, watching Miles go play in somebody else's jersey would be tough. Even in the moment, even if I realized that that's a smart decision by him and that the Browns could absolutely have won out of that position by getting a boatload of picks.
Oh, we got a new trade here, and it involves the Browns, by the way. Sorry to cut you off. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready for this. Wait.
Breaking Browns news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
I don't know that you're ready for this one. All right, per Ian Rappaport, the Browns are acquiring quarterback Kenny Pickett from the Eagles in exchange for Dorian Thompson-Robinson and a 2024 fifth-round pick originally from the Lions. That is Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network.
Man, they're trading a 2024 fifth-round pick, Rapp?
Our backup quarterback. We got our backup quarterback. This is it.
Oh, God.
Why? Now I'm angry.
Why, Lord? Why? I just want to know, am I being singled out by the football gods? Because every time I bag on a quarterback, every time I say, that guy's a slappy. That guy's no good. And
you
I'm right.
So much trash on Kenny Pickett. Baby hands. The tiny baby hands.
He's still got tiny baby hands. Like, what is it? I talk, guys.
He went to the Steelers.
Here's the thing. When I was in Charlotte, there were two guys I talked the most smack about.
Darnold.
One was Sam Darnold.
And Pickett.
And the other was Kenny Pickett. Like, what have I done, Lord? How can I atone?
Oh, man. The wording on this by Rap Sheet is just going to make you, it's going to make you vomit. If Pickett's coming in to compete and add to the Browns quarterback room, what's he competing for? What's he competing for?
For our hatred? For our absolute, I can't wait.
Won't be to start games. If it's to start games, we just need to walk right off the pier.
When Kenny Pickett got traded to the Eagles. And by the way, Kenny Pickett has a Super Bowl ring. I don't know how I've just realized that, but we got Super Bowl winning quarterback Kenny Pickett.
He had one good game. He came in and he actually looked pretty good in that game. He had one of the worst plays since the Deshaun Watson throw behind 10 yards. Kenny Pickett had this play where he like spiraled up in the air and then fell down. You're going to see it on repeat, I promise you.
Just take a quarterback at two. All right? I don't even want it that much. Just take a quarterback at two. Because if I have to watch Kenny Pickett with his tiny baby hands play quarterback. And you know what? I said this about Gardner Minshew. There are certain quarterbacks that are just the pinnacle of suck.
Yeah.
That it just feels like if you're a hapless team in the midst of the quarterbackless abyss, they are destined to play for you. That's Gardner Minshew. Kenny Pickett is such a worst version of this that I hate this so much.
Mary Kay now has it as well. Kenny Pickett for DTR and the fifth round pick. At least we're out of the DTR experience.
Can we go back to Russell Wilson? Like, think about what I just said. Like, we were comparing cancers for a moment, and then...
Well, you compared cancers. Well,
okay, I thought it was more of a show thing there.
No, that's when we strip ourselves of that. Mac takes himself out of that room. I take myself out of that room.
Mac can't speak. You're right here with me. You're like, go, Nick, go. So we're all going to die in Nick's fat.
There's no way Kenny Pickett can win a competition, but who is he going to be competing against?
Okay, he just has to not lose it, right?
But is the deck stacked?
Like
if we draft a quarterback, then it can't be a competition.
Oh, no.
The quarterback will start week one.
So that's the thing. If it's Kirk Cousins versus Kenny Pickett, we're all going to have to root for Kirk Cousins.
We have to.
We're now actually in the business of any other quarterback becomes the quarterback you want to win, right?
Yeah.
If it's Daniel Jones versus Kenny Pickett, I guess I'm in the Daniel Jones business.
That was some therapy I didn't know I was going to have to pay for.
If it's
Kenny Pickett versus Daniel Jones, though, we just tear our eyeballs out.
No, I think we root for the number one pick next year.
That's all we have to do.
And we root to suck,
which is not a good position for anybody to be in.
No, I don't want that. As soon as you were saying it, the truth was smacking me in the face. 216-474-0092. Kenny Pickett is a Cleveland Brown. He still has tiny baby hands because it is faded. If I talk incredible amounts of smack about a quarterback, he's going to play for my favorite team.
Can you talk crap about Trevor Lawrence or someone that I actually like?
You know what? I've heard Patrick Mahomes is a scrub.
Yeah, Allen guy, that new deal, he's not worth it.
I think everybody's saying since they lost the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes, not top five quarterback anymore.
Joe Burrow, what's with the haircut?
Yeah. Yeah, Slim Shady, right? Slim Shady.
Hey, Lamar, you probably should have been a wide receiver. You can't play.
Easy, Bill Pullman.
Oh, that's the cancer guy runs to all of a sudden. That's where we draw the line.
I was making a comparison.
That's where we draw the line.
I was making a comparison.
Congratulations, big guy.
You're quote-tweeting Bill Pullman. Bob in Cleveland.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Cleveland, bonjour.
Bonjour, guys.
Bonjour.
How's it going?
That's the kind of energy.
What is this energy?
That is Matt. No, because.
What is this?
Right, no, no, no. Bob, this is exactly it.
Give us something.
It's all it says. Bob Cleveland Pickett trade. This is the appropriate amount of energy when you trade for time.
I was having such a fun day.
What is the Kristen Wiig character with the tiny hands? Is it Janice?
Janice?
Isn't that? Oh, Denise. Kenny Pickett is the Denise of quarterbacks, and Bob had the appropriate energy when trading for the Denise of NFL quarterbacks.
It just really just deflates a room, does it not?
Well, I appreciate that, guys. I mean, I don't know what to say about this trade. Like, this is, I mean, I guess what they're hoping to get out of him is, you know, like the first, you know, he was our first round pick. So I guess they're trying to hope and see maybe that they can get that first round pick player out of him, I guess. I don't know. But at this point, I would have rather have taken a retired Tom Brady here in Cleveland over this guy. I'm just going to be completely honest.
Listen, Bob, if you tell me all the things you would take over Kenny Pickett, we'll be here all day. There's not enough hours in the day.
Warren Moon is almost 70, and I'll take Warren Moon over Kenny Pickett.
The show ends at 7. You'd just be naming names until 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I even suggested that we stick with Dorian Thompson-Robinson over this guy.
That's a wild laugh there at the end. Really cracked himself up. Kenny Pickett coming to the Cleveland Browns. Traded for a fifth-round pick and DTR. Did the Browns just do this to absolve Miles of the absolute thrashing that I was about to like lay out for how mad I am that Miles completely lied about his motivations this offseason? Did the Browns hear me about to tee off and went, let's trade for Pickett. He can't talk about Miles being full of baloney then.
I would give so much money to have a live stream of Miles Garrett when the text goes to his phone that it was a Kenny Pickett trade. Here's your quarterback, Miles.
Yeah, this is a move of spite. This is the Andrew Berry. We wondered, is Andrew Berry upset at all about the basically being called out? We have proof now. Kenny Pickett to Cleveland. How we feeling? 216-474-0092. The Browns are back, baby, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I totally have a different feel on this. They can't possibly make Kenny Pickett the only veteran quarterback they bring in, right?
I would hope so.
Like, where are we now?
That's where I'm at. I would hope so.
Are we going to now do the full, like, the three quarterback room? And just Kenny Pickett and a better veteran allow you the flexibility maybe to not take a quarterback?
Well, hold on. But we do have to play with the idea, though. So the Eagles thought that – they thought that DTR – and then who else was in back of there in Philadelphia?
Tanner McKee.
They have really enough belief in Tanner McKee?
Yeah. I actually would – if there's a trade for Tanner McKee, I'd be pretty excited.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, actually, I kind of see
Well, we couldn't think any lower of Kenny Pickett.
You are correct.
So there's that.
If they had sent DTR and a fifth-rounder for Davis Mills, I would have greatly been excited about that.
All right, does this move us any closer or further away from taking a quarterback at number 2 overall?
Incomplete. We'll know. It depends on the quality of veteran that they bring in.
Let's just hit this like hard hammering questions then. Do you feel like Kenny Pickett will start a single game for the Browns next year?
Of course he will.
Of course he will.
He has to. Because they don't have a quarterback. Even Kirk Cousins. Is there a quarterback that they could sign? Not draft. And draft also might be part of this. Is there a quarterback they could sign that you'll think to yourself, that guy's shooting up for 17 games with the Browns this year?
No, because I would always think that it would be supplemented by taking a quarterback at number 2, and then the quarterback at number 2 would play more than anyone else. Like, they take Gardner Minshew, I'm still thinking they're taking a quarterback at number 2.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Kirk Cousins, Kenny Pickett. Still quarterback at 2?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, Kenny Pickett. Still quarterback at 2?
I think Russell Wilson in number 2. Russell Wilson and Kenny Pickett might tell me that they don't want to do that.
Why?
Because they would have no dumb idea. Still taking a quarterback at number 2. I can't find a way. I can't. There's not one.
Daniel Jones.
There's
and
not
Kenny
one
Pickett?
That I can. No, there's not one that I can't find a way.
Joe Flacco.
Definitely no. I'm trying to convince myself that there's one out there. There isn't one out there.
216-474-0092.
Is there one for you?
Cousins or Rodgers, I can understand that might free them up to say, we've got a young developmental quarterback, vomit, but still, and then a veteran quarterback.
They're just punted to next year?
Yes, I could see that. But if it's Daniel Jones and Kenny Pickett, if it's Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, you've telegraphed your move. For me, at least. Let's go with Simon in Cleveland. Simon, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Kenny Pickett era in Cleveland.
How are you doing today, Nick?
I was better like 15 minutes ago. I was actually having a nice little Monday, haven't had any sugar, feeling good, had a lot of water, drank the appropriate amount of coffee today, haven't been a fat ass, really, and it's a beautiful Monday, legal tampering.
Weather's nice.
Weather's beautiful. I was great, and then Kenny Pickett happened.
I think we all were, but I think the best thing that could possibly happen for the Browns, Kenny Pickett tries lighting up some fireworks, blows off his tiny fingers and gets some bigger ones.
That's not how hands work, Simon.
You think you can get finger extenders?
That's not how hands work.
They have that for other things. That just go over?
Ocho Cinco.
You think maybe you could do that?
Yeah, blow them off. Well, what does it hurt?
Oh, what hurts a lot?
It's good with two fingers and with five.
All right.
Ask JPP how that works.
The JPP thing was probably over the line, and that's coming from the guy who has thought Kenny Pickett was a slappy when he was at Pitt, before he even got to Pittsburgh. I realized what I did there. It didn't sound great. I can be better. I will be better. Let's go. John in Cleveland. Did the Browns trade for a winner in Kenny Pickett?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm so excited. I can barely contain the puke in my mouth. It's great.
Sounds fun.
One of two things just happened. Either they really think they're getting their guy to, and this is their bridge. Bridge to what? Maybe off the 480 bridge? I don't know. or they're punting. They realize they can't get their guy. They don't have anybody they can sign. They don't have a realistic move they can make. So it's, hey, put a warm body out there that costs us next to nothing, and let's try this again. God, it just feels so bad, man. This feels so rotten.
If their veteran is Daniel Jones, and John, I agree with much of what you said. If they go Daniel Jones and Kenny Pickett,
well, they're not serious.
And they don't go with a quarterback at two,
they're not serious about winning.
I'll think they're punishing Myles Garrett.
They're punishing us and Myles Garrett. They're punishing everyone involved.
I'll think.
What did we do to deserve this?
I'll think that this whole thing will be about, we got Myles Garrett to bend at knee for us, and now he's going to have to learn the hard way that when you cross Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, you get Kenny Pickett and Daniel Jones.
Can I look at this as a positive? I want to look at this as a positive. This
is it because you're just in a good mood and the weather's good?
The weather is good, and I am in a good mood, but I feel like this is more about the idea that they're taking a quarterback at number two, and I just need to get excited about the idea that Kenny Pickett is just going to be the guy that loses out in the competition to Shedeur Sanders in training camp, and everything is going to be awesome.
All right. I reacted very heavily about 15 minutes ago. If Kenny Pickett's the third quarterback, I in the end, I won't care anything about this.
Right.
He'll still probably play for Cleveland. But if Kenny Pickett and Kirk Cousins are battling for the quarterback job, and then like your quarterback's like Will Howard in the third or fourth round, you aren't serious about winning this year, at which point I don't know why we just went through what we went through with Miles, at which point I don't know why Miles signed up for that.
Well, that would be the money thing.
We asked, other than the money thing, meaning he's even looks to be even more alive. That's what it was. 24 hours ago, the Browns said, Miles, this is your last chance to get on this train that's going to the Super Bowl in 2025. And you want to know what the plan is going to be? We're going to trade for Kenny Pickett to be your starting quarterback.
He should have hung up the phone.
And then Miles was just like, how quickly can I sign?
Yeah, this is,
Can you electronically send the documents over? Jared on Twitter saying, could have been Mason Rudolph. Now, that would have been funny. That would have been really funny.
Funny. If you wanted to be vindictive, that would have been really funny.
Very awkward, but very funny. Rex saying Kenny Pickett fits the mold. He can be controlled by Stefanski, period. No way he's in the discussion for the starting quarterback this year. I'd rather just bring Jameis back at this point there's no name in the quarterback fray in terms of the guy who's the lead dog to be the starter this year. And I don't think that's what Kenny is. Just now I've had my little meltdown. There's no quarterback. Like, you know, I think Daniel Jones is a waste of time, money, and space.
Yeah.
Give me Daniel Jones 7 days of the week before I even get to a day that features Kenny Pickett.
I wonder if they convinced themselves, because the Steelers' offense with Tomlin has just been trash for a while now. I wonder if they convinced themselves they don't know what they're doing offensively in Pittsburgh, and maybe Kenny Pickett got held back because of that. And this is just what it's going to be, their reclamation project. The bet here isn't necessarily on Kenny Pickett. It's more on the idea that the Steelers stunted his growth and he never had a chance to begin with.
So we do have a Browns move. It's they've traded DTR and a fifth round pick to Philadelphia for Kenny Pickett in his tiny baby hands. How we feeling, Cleveland? We got a bank full of calls. We get to you guys in quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.